Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Anti-American Airbuds podcast. My name is Jamel Johnson.
Bonjour. Me llamo Peter.
So you mean to tell me you're riding for France? Like France is any better than us?
No.
They're just European America.
That's true. I mean, what are we except another colonizer? Did you notice how France's like D team is playing in the soccer Olympics, by the way?
Everyone's D team is in the Olympics.
Bonjour, my name is Mike. Hi, guys.
Hello, Benner. Cool shirt.
Thank you. I'm wearing the Airbuds' very own Washington Mystics shirt. You can get it at TeePublic. If you go to teepublic.com, search for the Airbuds podcast, you'll find all of our little fun shirts we have up there, not including the shirt that Peter has on right now.
My life's mission now is to create the Airbuds team store. Airbuds team store is a real building inside of a mountainside in Northeast Los Angeles.
We now can create stuff through Blue Wire as long as like we're not infringing on copyright stuff.
Well, then we're fucked, dude. We got to think of some a bunch of other
That's
shit.
Why we're sticking out TeePublic, baby.
But well, the Japan Airbuds Japan shirt. Come on, Happy Olympics.
I know, that is a fucking nice shirt.
That should be on the Blue Wire fucking store. BlueWire.net store. M&M store.
Yeah, BlueWire.co.biz.
We did get a request from one of our Patreon listeners that commented on our latest episode. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod if you want to see this comment and also listen to all the stuff we put on there. But they were requesting a Bucks championship shirt from us.
Hmm. Chris Middleton in a beanie?
I mean, finally, the only thing we can do.
It's the only thing we got locked and loaded. I'll tell you that much.
We just make it a championship beanie.
Yeah. All right, we'll work on it. We'll talk about it offline. We started talking about business on the pod. Let's get the business right now. If you go to Apple Podcasts and you search for Airbuds and you leave us a 5-star review, it really helps us out. It helps us climb up the algorithm charts. Helps us gain new listeners. Helps other people find us. So go to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review, and if you write something, we will read it on air, just like I'm going to read this review from peeping__Tom. Headline says, Liz Cambage's favorite pod. I love that. You know I love that. Okay. 5 stars. I have a question to honor our aging Olympic basketball stars. Who's the bigger stick man, Luis Scola or Rudy Fernandez? I'll hang up and listen.
Gotta go with Rudy Fernandez. You can't dunk with a tiny dick.
Wait, what? You can't dunk with a tiny dick?
Yeah, something about, it's like the dick weight actually lifts you up higher.
So you're saying Fernandez has a tiny dick?
No, I'm saying
Is Fernandez out there dunking?
Well, he used to. Is he still playing?
I think he's still playing for Spain right now.
Jesus.
I mean,
he's 36 years old, 6'5", still playing for Spain, still playing professionally. He is currently on Real Madrid. He's representing Spain in the Olympics currently.
Scola, to me, is just a stone-cold fox. Looks better now than he did at any point in his life. Very like kind of John Slattery from Mad Men, where the gray just gives him a mystique that I was unprepared for.
Whoa.
Wow.
At any point, did you see Luis Scola when he was in the NBA and you're like, look at that hot guy? Never.
No.
And now you're like, look at that guy. Why isn't he doing every J. Crew catalog?
I'm looking at him now and I don't quite see it the same way, but he's 41 and he is still playing in Olympics. He's killing it for Argentina at the moment. I think he dropped like 30 points or something like in the first qualifying game.
Well, I'll be damned.
He's 41 years old, 6'9". That's nice. You know, we like that.
Hey.
I'm just going to go Scola. Why not? I don't know. We're honoring with this question from Peeping Tom. We're honoring our aging Olympians, and Scola has got Fernandez beat by 5 years, so why don't we just honor the oldest guy?
Every time Team USA plays, they should just play the graduation song by Vitamin C for the whole game. That should be all their punishment.
I disagree.
Why?
All right, well, let's get one more business thing out of the way before we dive into this. Patreon.com/AirVotesPod. Already mentioned it. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you access to our Discord, gets other random bonus content here and there. We do one episode a week. We talked mostly about the finals in our Patreon episode this week. So if you're dying to hear our full-on reactions to that, go to patreon.com/AirBudsPod. Really supports us, helps us pay for things, making this podcast available for a wider audience. And now we're done with business. Can we transition to why Peter has become a frog, a fucking traitor to France?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Do you hear the people singing the song of Evan Fournier? It is a music of a people who want to watch him play.
Did we just become the ringer? What are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't know what he just
happened. Sorry. The ringer just gets to, monopolize the best musical of all time? Mm-hmm. I think not.
They're certainly trying. There's fuck them. Been a number of Les Mis parodies.
What was their Les Mis parody?
I think it was about the Knicks, probably.
The Knicks. It was about the Knicks in the Garden. That was a bit. Listen. Always for musical writers' rooms. Okay? That's what I'll say.
Yeah. Get Daryl Morey on the phone, Peter.
That's what you should do.
You and Daryl should get together. Bring him into Blue Wire. Sell him on turning his basketball musical into a podcast.
What musical is the most appropriate to parody for Ben Simmons getting traded? Do you guys want Kevin Love, by the way? Can I offer you him?
I don't know. Ask Daryl when you meet with him about his musical.
How did Kevin Love come out on top by getting out of Team USA?
I don't know. You know, it's funny. Everyone was worried about Team USA, and I'm always like, the games don't count yet. Why are we worried already? And I guess it turns out after they lost this morning to France, they gave up, 7-point lead coming into the close of the fourth, Jamel?
Yeah, I believe that was the deal.
Yeah. Maybe this team doesn't have it. Maybe this is the 2004 team all over again.
It's just too small, man. They just needed a legit large man to just be large. And they decided to try to switch everything. And we'll see. We'll see. I don't even know who else is in the fucking group. Who's in Group A, Benner? Break it down for us.
you're asking me like I know that off the top of my head. I don't know. I kind of, you know me. It's particularly on brand for me to be kind of anti-Olympics. So, like, I just haven't really.
He's anti-Olympics. Yeah. Peter is anti-America now. Now he's Hugh fucking Jackman. Wait, whatever, what? Dude. You're the dude who told me Patty Mills wasn't a threat in a one-game situation. You once again, you laughed at me in your little Zoom screen.
Hey, wait a minute. I know I'm going to zig here, but why does Kelsey Plum get to run buckshot in the 3-on-3 and like we couldn't find anybody to just like make the big three, like the 3-on-3 for the men?
Is there even that? A 3-on-3 team?
No, who they didn't the men's make it. Team? The USA team didn't qualify. But Kelsey Plum is out there just destroying people.
I mean, their whole team is WNBA starters.
Yeah, they're very good.
Dolson, unstoppable. Alicia Gray, unstoppable. Sugar Rogers off the bench? Is it Jackie Young?
How tall is Stephanie Dolson? Is she like 6'8", 6'9"?
Probably like 6'8".
She's very good, and kind of like her and Plum together on a 3-on-3 team are.
I mean, it's just
the ideal.
She just gets to just get an entry pass and just turn on everybody. It's like it's ridiculous.
It's also officially listed at 6'5". I would have guessed taller, but I guess maybe you know.
I think we just think women in the league are taller. This happened when I was talking to Jordan Liggins. I thought Lisa Leslie was like 6'9". She was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
How tall is Lisa?
Like 6'5", 6'4".
I mean, I'm watching a highlight now also of the final minute of this game where Team USA had about 36 open looks for three-pointers.
A lot of open threes. Somebody, how about somebody drive it and get a layup, huh? With 30 seconds left.
It is karmic how everything that makes the NBA fun that we dig into is what also exposes Team USA super hard in international play.
Well, because we're playing by dumb, made-up NBA rules.
Why doesn't... They'll never do it, but like they should just be playing international basketball the whole time. The rules are better there.
Nah, but this is... We're in an entertainment. It's entertainment, baby.
Jamal, to answer your question, U.S. is in Group B. It's Japan, France, Nigeria, and United States.
Whoa.
The U.S. plays Nigeria tomorrow.
We already lost to.
Tomorrow being Monday, the day this podcast come out. So today.
Bub. Yeah. You're looking at the women's group. Which is also interesting. Nigeria, pretty good team. Our group, totally men's right. Group A. Right.
Okay,
I got France. It. I got it right here, okay. Baby. I got it right here. Sorry. It's Czech Republic, France, Iran, and us. Peter's second favorite team, Iran.
Oh yeah, right behind Israel. Actually, it's close. It's 1A, 1B there.
1A, 1B. France, 1D.
Agent of chaos, baby.
Sure.
My bad. I just noticed there's toggles for men and women looking at
this. I just checked the toggles too.
Yeah. It's so funny. The Olympics doesn't make it easy to find content. Like I had to do research to watch the men's street skating yesterday, which I did watch like 5 hours of it. And while I find it kind of lame, very, very fun to just watch that on TV.
I don't like the matching. I like that Nike is making the jerseys or the shirts, but I don't like that it's a matching motif. Let each team do their own fucking thing. It all looks like it's part of one picture. Those Nike skateboarding.
Right. Some of them were tight. I mean, I think
some of them were tight as shit, but just the I don't know. It's still too.
Japan had kind of very complementary uniforms. At least the one Japan alternate. It seems like also like so they have like one main thing, which is like a shirt with sleeves, and then they all have like an alternate tank top. And it seemed like that was like what. But like I also noticed that they're doing that in swimming too. So we were watching Deborah and I were watching like. swimming relays, and like three people on the team had like matching swimsuits, and then like a fourth had had a different design. And then I was like, oh, maybe that's just like the captain or whatever. But then I looked at other teams, and like they had like two and two wearing different designs. It seems weird that Nike's just like brought the NBA jersey mentality of having all these different alternate looks to the Olympics, which is weird to me.
I mean, that's all, you know, Nike is just about selling gear.
Yeah.
They're not worried about our little sensibilities.
Right. But it's like also runs counter to like kind of like one of the, I think, which is not like necessarily an honest founding moral, but a founding moral of the Olympics is like unity and like nations like coming together to like fight as a team against other nations. But like there's still kind of like, you look at some of the teams, you're like, oh, they're all dressed differently. Like what happened to this like whole like unification ideal?
Why does Russia get to call themselves the Russian Olympic Committee?
Well, because they're not allowed to be a country, dude.
Right, but why can't they just be not Russia? What sounds more like Russia? The Russian Olympic Committee or not Russia? Fantastic fencing by not Russia.
So what? Remind me the deal that so Russia was caught cheating a couple Olympics ago.
Icarus, bro. You ever see Icarus on Netflix, dude?
I did.
They got caught making the movie Icarus.
Yeah, won an Oscar and got Putin's team banned from the Olympics.
And so now people are in the Russian Olympic Committee are like former Russian nationals who are now not affiliated with the country but are still competing.
No, totally affiliated with the country. The country's just not allowed to like be a part of the Olympics.
I don't understand why they get to be. I guess you just can just be a person.
But that's what I'm saying. Just be like Brian from St. Petersburg.
Well, they do have like, there are unaffiliated athletes who compete every year. If you qualify without having like some, if you're like a refugee or like you have some kind of reason why you can't represent your country, they do have unaffiliated athletes.
Can you win the Olympics if you're in prison?
The prison Olympics?
Yeah, can I register from in prison, jail?
Well, is it white collar prison or is it like prison?
I mean, probably. Well,
because if you're in white collar prison, you can like there's tennis courts there, so probably
I could easily qualify. Weekend.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't you fly to Japan?
I think Djokovic is actually out on a work release thing right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
Well, let's look at this box score, guys. It's not very encouraging. Kevin Durant notched a total of 10 points on 4 of 12 shooting. Kevin Durant in foul international trouble. Ball. Foul trouble. Yeah, but still 4 of 12. Not the typical field goal percentage you'd expect from that man.
Yeah. I mean, adding three dudes last night, I don't know if that was great. I'm not even sure Middleton played.
Middleton did play 0 for 2.
Kevin, Bam led all scoring with, no, Holiday led all scoring with
Drew 18. Holiday led off the bench coming fresh off of, you know, probably being the most tired of anybody except for maybe Devin Booker and Chris Middleton. 18 points off the bench, 3 for 6 from 3, 5 for 6 from free throw line. But yeah, 5 of 13 from the floor overall. Not exactly inspiring numbers.
They're in trouble.
They're going to have to fucking figure something out. Czech Republic's going to be a tough game too. And you got to go 2-1 or you're done.
It's really, yeah, Draymond Green, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists.
They just needed a real center. You could have given me anybody. Give me fucking Robert Williams. They could have put fucking Derek Favors out there or something, dude. Like, just like Dolson, you just need someone who can just hit a regular post move and just be an anchor. It's not about being quick and fuck that pick and roll shit, dude. Just throw it in.
Evan Fournier for France notched 28 points. I just don't get how you let that happen if you're Team USA.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, everybody.
No defense. Yeah.
The sleep. And these teams. Every international team has multiple players with NBA experience. France has like 7 guys who played in the league for more than 3 years.
Right now, yeah, they got Batum, Gobert, Fournier, Timothée, Luau Cabarro is on the France team. I don't think I realized. Frank Ntilikina. I think that's all the NBA players.
Kolo. Kolo played for 4 years.
Kolo, yeah.
And, dude, shit's real. And Yerba Selles. Yerba Sherbert.
Yerbert Sherbert. Gilbert Yerbert Sherbert.
I mean, is it basically Satoransky leading the Czech team? Who's on the team?
Czech team doesn't have a lot of NBA players, which is weird. You just think they would, but it's all the other Eastern Bloc squads. Slovenia versus Argentina tonight. That's actually going to be a good game.
Scola.
Yeah, it's Scola time.
It's Scola time.
Scola time.
At 9:40 at night.
Have a Scola and a smile, right?
Also got USA in the Gold Cup.
At 6,
yeah. Oh, it's 9:30 your time? Oh, I'm not
going to. 9:30 your time, yeah. So it's a million o'clock.
I go to bed at 8:45 every night now.
You go to bed, you probably put on a little sleep mask too.
Yeah. Yo, never mind. I'm actually not going to bring that up. Carry on.
Did anybody watch any of the Olympic skateboarding?
No, yes. Where'd you watch it? Is it on NBC Sports app?
It was on the NBC Sports app. I had to search to find it again.
I just logged back in. So yeah. I'm now catching up on everything.
Very exciting. Najee Houston, clear favorite to take it all. Kind of biffed it in the gold medal round.
Biffed it hard.
Yeah, he came in 7th overall, but shout out to Jagger Eaton of the U.S. who got bronze. Kelvin Huffler from Brazil, whom I'm just proud of that guy. I've been following that guy on Instagram since he was like an amateur, and now he's a silver medal winner. But then Yuto Horigome from Japan took it home for the home country. He just fucking killed it in the medal round, and like just so fucking fun to watch. Skateboarding on like at that level and at that level of exposure, even if I think it is kind of like goes against the morals of the very sport in a lot of ways, but yeah, cool stuff,
bro. So
shout that out.
Nothing gets to grow forever and not become part of the establishment. That's the problem.
It's sad. But, you know, yeah, fun. Again, fun to see skateboarding with that much production value and that much money behind it. It's just interesting. But, again, yeah, it's like the sport that even calling it a sport feels wrong. It's like the people that hate the cops became the cops. That's what it feels like. Well,
okay, Jamel, tell me this. How far away are the big three rules from the 3-on-3 Olympic rules? Is it night and day? Because this 3-on-3 Olympic
game. It's not as fast because this is the big three is the senior tour.
Right. That is like, about to say. They need to slow everything down because everyone's out of shape.
Yeah. You score and then you take it out at the top. Like there's no like take the ball out of the basket and then immediately it's back in play.
That is kind of the coolest part, to be honest, is like it's flowing game.
It makes it feel like a different game, which is like fine. I know they'd be making shit up just to make it the Olympics. Like I was watching fucking, what the fuck, kayaking. It's like dudes, they gotta go backwards and forwards through the fucking
like, straight up handguns. Yeah, I was watching handguns.
It's not called handguns.
I think you were just watching. Were you just watching Heat? Did you put on Heat on Netflix?
Oh, that's what it was. That's okay, what it was.
Because it's for sure not called handguns.
I don't know, man. Watching
Wanted, and there's like the Olympics are fun this year.
Oh, I was just watching Tombstone. That's what it was. Yeah. My bad.
When did James McAvoy make the Olympic squad? You can really curve those bullets.
Bucks are champs.
Bucks are champs. We did it. I guess we should talk about it.
We all believed in them and rooted for them the whole time.
I was the only one.
Okay, you were kind of almost.
I was mostly the only one. Only reason I even said Suns was because I thought Giannis was hurt.
Right. You kept being like, the Bucks will win, but Suns in six. That was kind of like how you acted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I supposed to do? You guys kept looking at me.
We're on a Zoom, man. What do you want me to look away?
It's just making me scared.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very happy for Giannis. I will cop that I was wrong. I thought that like Giannis was just a player that will like never like lift that team because I still kind of feel like the team isn't as well constructed around him as it could be. But
could it be better? Just have LeBron?
Yeah.
Who would you construct around them?
I think well, okay, let's see. Bugs Bunny,
Lola
Bunny.
Yeah. Lola Bunny with the tits or new
yeah,
Lola
yeah.
Bunny.
1996 Bunny, Lola Bunny. That was such a funny like change that they made where they were like, we're gonna make a more, I don't know, I don't want to get
yo,
into it.
Wait, hold on. People what? Keep I've been trying to I'm subtly working a bit on Instagram where I'm trying to make it seem like my life was falling apart until I saw Space Jam 2. Like Space Jam 2 saved my life. This is I think it's funny to think this and say this online, but people have been like kind of checking on me like, are you okay? Wait, Jamel, did you really like it? Are you serious? And I'm like, guys, it's supposed to be funny. Of course, Space Jam 2 didn't save my life or teach me how to do my taxes.
Jamel, see, your fatal flaw with this bit is that you were making jokes online.
Oh, okay.
And you know,
yeah, I forgot
that when you make a joke online, at least 10% of people will not get it and think that there's something wrong with you. And then another like 30% will be like willfully obtuse and pretend like they don't get it and try to be upset about it.
I forgot about being on the computer.
Yeah. That's just how it is, man. No more bits online. We're a serious podcast now.
That's fair. It is also funny to have people in real life kind of like check up on me because I said I like Space Jam 2 online.
He said what?
Hey, Jamel, are you okay? Do you need to talk to somebody? About the Space Jam 2 thing? I got some other shit we could talk about.
I will say, Peter, back to your point, when we had a friend of the pod and fourth unofficial bud, CJ Toledano, on to talk about Space Jam, A New Legacy. And your overall point, which I agree with for the whole thing, was like, anyone that is like getting mad about this is stupid because it's a movie for children. And I agreed with you then, and I'm agreeing with you more and more now because I've been listening to more and more podcasts where people, like serious film podcasts, are like giving like film theory critiques on this movie. And I'm just like,
fucking idiots.
Just shut up.
It went a touch too far. We got too close to the sun.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
The only thing that I saw that was valid was someone posted a thing of Porky Pig rapping and just talking about how Hollywood has basically totally just been disintegrated into either wrapping ourselves in nostalgia or just like making ourselves feel good to forget the fact that we're part of like a capitalist state. And they also brought up in Porky Pig rapping, which I didn't know, that blew my fucking mind. Did you know that the director of Nomadland's parents are owners of one of the largest steel companies in China?
I learned that recently as well.
And what? I was like, oh, there is no hope for any of us.
Yeah.
Everything is a lie.
And Chloe Zhao, who made, I guess, but I haven't seen it because I just look at it and simply see something I don't want to watch, Nomadland. But yeah, I learned probably with the same tweet that Chloe Zhao, the director of the defining movie about poverty of the last few years, is a billionaire.
Hey, buddy, somebody got to make it. Somebody's got to make the movie. The poor people don't have the budget.
Well,
are you going to ask a broke nigga to finance Crafty?
The critiques that I saw of Nomadland were like, it's weird. And like the point of the movie is that, like, look, poor people are happy with what they have. She may live in a van and drive from town to
that
town.
That is not the point. Whose take of that was Nomadland? Because let me tell you, it is basically like writing an obituary for American industrialism is what it is.
Oh, really? See, I guess, and it's like people have other
documentary too. It's like, no, people aren't happy with what they have. They make the most of what they have, and they have nothing. Like, it's brutal.
Right. I think maybe there's whoever I read this take from probably saw the same thing and took the opposite way of you, where it's like the making the most of what they have, and like seeing Frances McDormand like smiling as she's like sipping coffee and bathing in a river, like it sends a weird message. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen it, and I frankly don't want to.
I really was dragged kicking and screaming to watch it with my wife, and I'm glad I did. It is good filmmaking because it's kind of like this weird documentary too with real people, but also is at the same time exploitative in the same way that it's trying to be self-righteous. And I do feel like if you are going to critique Space Jam, it's the fact that it's just like, we've lost our soul. Like, it's gone. Like, Marvel set us on this path and there's no coming back from it. Even for movies that want to be earnest and sincere, like, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore. Like, every movie is now just like the Olympics.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Duh. There's going to be a billboard for Church's Chicken in every fucking movie.
It's a billboard for NBA Storytime.
Ooh. What are those going up?
A week from today.
The illest shit is I'm going to be gone the whole time.
When do they stop running?
I get back August 22nd.
You're going to have like 3 days.
Okay. Go to SoFi when I get off.
Oh,
the
no, you'll have like a week. August 22nd? You'll have like a full week.
Jamal, when you get back, you and I plan a photo shoot in front of the billboard where you did a photo shoot.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. Sure.
Please, graffiti writers of LA, if you tag shit and your shit looks nice, don't put gang shit on my shit. Put some nice shit on my shit.
I'm going to go to all the billboards and spray paint your underwear red.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to try to get the rumor out there that Jamel is in the Bloods and he's also rich from Ridiculousness Residuals.
That is the message that it will send to the public.
Yeah. But no, Peter, you're right. I'm working on a movie right now that is very, I had this thought like literally this morning, and I'm very proud of it. It's a very hyper anti-capitalist movie about how, you know, exactly what you're saying is destroying not only just pop culture, but culture in general. It's also a comedy. But I was thinking this morning where I was like, the best possible scenario for this movie is that like some executive at Disney or whatever, or Marvel, like reads it. It's like, I just love what you have to say about capitalism. Do you want to write the next X-Men reboot? Like, that's like, that's the
and
best.
And you know what your answer is
going to
be?
And
fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. I know exactly where to put Wolverine.
Yeah.
Wolverine is a bastion of capitalism.
Yeah.
The Horniest Wolverine by Mike Benner.
This is when he's going to fuck Daffy Duck, baby. Or, I'm sorry, Donald Duck.
Jesus. Okay. That's a Is that a 3-year-old callback?
Oh, it's so, honestly probably the best callback of this whole show. Back when we used to be in person. Oh. Guys, what part of the Delta variant do you think is going to ruin the next season of the NBA the most?
Like which iota of the DNA in the virus? I haven't studied it. I don't know.
I mean, are we just going to be powering through this thing? We're back to square one, right?
In a lot of places, yes. I just read an article about your neck of the woods, Peter, in New England, that things open back up around Memorial Day. And then particularly in Provincetown, you know, biggest tourism numbers in years over July 4th weekend.
Yes.
And now the Northeast is dealing with all of that and going back into lockdown in some cases.
Oh, Provincetown basically was the biggest super spreader event east of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally screwed. At least the vaccination rates are high, but there's just too many people here. There's too many people here. I don't go anywhere without a mask. What are we doing? This is crazy.
Whatever keeps the bus free in LA. That's what I say.
Oh, yeah. Take advantage of that.
Once they said put the mask back on, I was like, yes. That's at least another 3 months of free bus.
But yeah, I think, Peter, to your question, I think the NBA is just going to power through.
Fair enough.
They're not going into a bubble. They got that sweet taste of ticket sales happening again. They're not going to be like, well, do we want to go back to what we did when we were pretending to be responsible and woke? Or do we want to keep getting this sweet money?
Do we have any good, smart, interesting things to say about the NBA draft that's happening?
I figured that's next week, correct?
It's this week.
Oh, it is?
Oh, but yes. I haven't even looked up for any trade rumors. I mean, you know, they're saying Beal's on the fence again. Whoopie scoopy. Hey, look, man, if it ends up with us getting a couple first rounders this year, I'm fine with
You're
it.
You're over it now after all of this?
Yep.
Jamel, that's a man. Denial ain't a river in Egypt, my guy. Come on.
Yeah, I know. What do you want me to say? Hey, Peter, what do you want me to say? What am I supposed to do? You want me to be mad?
Yeah, sure. Or that your basketball team makes you sad.
It's whatever. Yes, they do. And it would be great if they kept doing it.
Have we talked about your legacy coach, by the way?
No, Wes Unseld.
Wes Unseld Jr., yeah. Congrats. How do you feel about it?
I mean, everybody in town, all of the 9 Wizards fans that I know, they were like, we want Wes. We don't mind Wes.
See, this is like a very Browns thing, too, where, like, your team sucks, so you just have to start kind of, like, making your fans feel better in whatever way you possibly can.
Whatever way you possibly can. Hopefully, when I'm home, I can get me a free koozie or a little bobblehead. Or I'll take a, you know, I know they got some Otto Porter bobblehead still somewhere in a locker.
Warehouse.
Yeah.
How did Wes Unseld Jr. getting hired lead to you getting free leftover merch from the Wizards?
Well, I'm figuring, like he said, we're just trying to make the fans happy. Yeah. So, you know, there'll be some sort of team event. There'll be some sort of virtual meetup. Hey, guys, come speak to Cassius Winston in front of the McDonald's.
Well, Peter, to your point, about the draft, Cade Cunningham is the just overall consensus number one pick. I think the Pistons have already said that they're going to take him. That's about as far as I know. I know Jalen Suggs and Jalen Green are both supposed to be very good. And that's basically all I know. And I thought I had a week to do some reading and figure it out. But I guess Thursday is the draft.
Thursday's a draft, but I feel like this is karmic because what reading are you going to do or what is anything that we're going to say that's going to make a fucking difference to anybody at any point?
Nothing. I mean, we bring to the table is really talking about the suits. And I think maybe that's what we should do for our draft episode. We should do another suit ranking like we've done 2 years in a row now.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
We could tag on. I'll probably...
Oh, wait, no. Last year, didn't we rank the draft moms?
So we did draft moms on Clubhouse.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was the one and only time we ever were on Clubhouse. Got banned for talking about draft moms. But we should probably bring draft moms back. We could do suits and moms.
I'm down.
If there's like one other factor we can probably, you know, maybe like bring like an overall ranking as well.
Oh, okay. So what would be the third? Suit, mom, living room?
Sure.
Are, is it all remote this year? Do we know?
Oh, that's true. Great question.
Yeah.
Because if it's in person, living room is out. Yeah. Mom is still in.
Should we do like...
Oh, okay. Suit, mom, and then like personal anecdote that like they that ESPN milks to try to get sympathy. So like, you know, like if someone's got a dead parent, like ESPN's like, ooh,
right. Like from a foreign country or
yeah. And mom would also lead to extended family, whoever they hug first.
Or like I was gonna say agent too. Like suit mom hook, basically like suit mom and the hook. Like what's the hook of like the story?
Suit mom hook. Mom includes brother, dad, agent.
Got it.
Got it. So it's like more like suit. Family,
yeah,
and like X Factor, and then we'll come up with overall rankings for the lottery players.
Okay.
All right, I guess I got to watch draft.
I'm in. I'll be watching the draft. I'm doing something. I'm on a set. And finally, the first job of the year where I'm fully clothed.
Oh yeah, what are you doing?
Thank you. It's I think it's some Adult Swim shit. A couple of the homies. I know Sarah Squirm's in it. I see my man Robbie Radcliffe, Wham City, in this bitch. A couple of guys.
Oh, if it's the same project, I read that Sarah sent me that script, and there's a guy named Jamel in it that has to get naked.
What?
Maybe it was a previous draft. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They didn't... the draft I saw...
No, dude, you're fucking a puppet in this one, dude.
Yeah, in the Deadline article, it said
Deadline?
Sarah Squirm.
Oh, yeah.
Films.
I saw the Variety one.
Films Adult Swim special. Jamel Johnson cast as naked.
Yeah.
The trades. No.
Jamel's got the print trades, too.
I was at my agent's office, and I caught it on the coffee table.
You got an overall nude deal. Call that an underall.
Okay, all right. That's pretty good. Overall nude deal.
If you don't think your nude requests are going to skyrocket after this billboard, you are sorely mistaken.
I don't. Okay, I'll put a bet on that.
Okay.
It's funny. Well, you're about to be seen by like
millions of people.
Millions of people, many of whom are in charge of like casting. Six billboards all over Los Angeles. This is going to be a huge deal for your career and your fucking dick. So congrats.
Thanks, bro. If anybody takes a pic with a billboard or writes cool graffiti on the billboard, you can come by my house for a t-shirt or I'll mail you something.
Well, speaking of NBA Storytime, listen to NBA Storytime.
Again.
Man, it's so good.
Listen to it again and again and again. Yeah. How good is it? You can tell I start to learn how to read towards the middle of these episodes. I get a little better at reading.
You and Jordan Liggins had a great East Bay throwback, and you guys were trashing on maroon, and I was like, oh, that was the color of my middle school. No wonder it was always available.
I mean, come on. Only schools wear maroon. Nobody wears maroon in their personal life.
I mean, the Cavs call it wine, but it's really maroon, really.
It's maroon. Teams and schools, that's it.
Yeah.
Football team, maroon, whatever. Mm-hmm. Bunch of maroons.
Anything else we want to plug, guys, before we get out of here?
The Olympics.
Yeah, I mean.
Plug the Olympics. Up my ass.
Heard it here first.
Janelle is stay tuned wearing the Olympics as a butt plug.
Stay tuned later this week for our draft special. Love you guys. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.